Scattered across the Santa Rosa Basin are hundreds of wells, pumping tens of thousands of gallons of fresh water for farms, homes, and even cities.
We have one of the largest numbers of water wells of any county in the state. Groundwater provides water for rural property owners, makes up a portion of our municipal supply, and provides irrigation for the large agriculture economy that we have. And it also provides water to ecosystems through base flow to streams and wetlands.
Marcus Trotta, a hydrogeologist with the Sonoma County Water Agency, calls the subterranean aquifer that supplies that water an unseen resource. But it has now been mapped and measured in a newly completed report by the U.S. Geological Survey. It's the first comprehensive study of the area's groundwater in decades.
It's one of the first comprehensive studies of groundwater resources within the Santa Rosa Plain in over 30 years. The last were conducted by the State Department of Water Resources in the early 1980s. And there's been a lot of changes in land use and groundwater use since that time.
One of the key findings, Trotta adds, is that despite the increased demands on that groundwater supply, it is not being diminished.
Groundwater levels, for the most part, are fairly stable throughout the basin over time. There have been some historical declines in the basin. In much of those areas over the last two decades, however, have mostly recovered to previous levels.
And all that water is being replaced mainly by natural processes, says Tracy Nishikawa, the USGS research hydrologist who wrote the report.
The primary source of recharge to the system is precipitation. And most of that precipitation is happening in the Mayaquez Mountains, although some recharge is occurring on the Santa Rosa Plain itself. So it's not like there's significant recharge coming in from neighboring subbasins.
Nishikawa also says their study confirmed that the aquifer's water quality is generally pretty good.
Although there were certain constituents in some samples that were greater than the maximum contaminant level, but it should be noted that all the samples were taken prior to treatment. So, the stuff's coming out of the tap.
Moreover, many of those contaminants are naturally occurring minerals.
Chloride, nitrate, arsenic, boron, iron, and manganese. Arsenic, for example, is a naturally occurring contaminant coming from the volcanic rocks that underlie the basin. And 12% of our samples had concentrations greater than the maximum contaminant level of 10 micrograms per liter. There's a lot of iron in the groundwater in the basin. But iron isn't necessarily a health hazard. It's more of an aesthetic problem than anything else.
One surprise in the report, says Marcus Trotta, was the discovery that the geological formation that contains much of the aquifer was bigger than they thought.
Much of the Santa Rosa Plain, the deeper aquifers, are a formation called the Petaluma Formation, which previously was thought to be somewhat limited in extent, but this study revealed that it's quite widespread. And that formation has a fair amount of clay, which makes understanding how water is moving through it a little more complicated.
A second phase of the study will develop computer models of those underground water movements. The current report will be used to help create groundwater management policies for the Santa Rosa Basin. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.